This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump's impeachment trial went late into Tuesday night in the Senate, where the Republican majority rejected four attempts by the Democrats to subpoena documents related to the charges against the president. Senators voted along party lines to block motions from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to subpoena records and documents from the White House, the Office of Management and Budget, and the State Department relating to Trump's dealings with Ukraine. It also rejected hearing testimony from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggested grouping all the Democrats' amendments together for one vote, something Schumer rejected.
But we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant and important to the country.
The president's legal team has been arguing that Trump did nothing wrong, that his actions did not rise to the level of removing him from office. Health officials have confirmed the first U.S. case of a new coronavirus and a traveler returning from a visit to central China. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The man, a Washington State resident from Snohomish County, was said to be in satisfactory condition, according to Dr. Jay Cook, the chief medical officer at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington.
Out of an abundance of caution, we have the patient being monitored in a special isolation unit.
The official said the new patient had no symptoms when he arrived at Seattle last Wednesday. But knowing about the outbreak, he contacted doctors on Sunday when he'd been ill for about 3 days. The CDC says it's implementing travel restrictions and will begin funneling air passengers coming from China, where the outbreak began, to 5 U.S. airports so the passengers can be properly screened. I'm Jennifer King.
Health officials have confirmed the first U.S. case of the coronavirus. And also, the U.S. Supreme Court, in another story, has rejected a request for a fast-track review from the defenders of the Obamacare law. That story coming up. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the Supreme Court's decision.
The nation's highest court has denied a request by 20 states and the House of Representatives that it quickly decide on a lower court ruling that made part of the Affordable Care Act unlawful. The defenders argued that the issues were too important to let the case drag out for months or even years. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans struck down the requirement that Americans obtain health insurance, putting the entire act in question. The denial of a fast-track review makes it highly unlikely the case will be decided before the 2020 presidential election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from the U.S. and French authorities to download information from black boxes on a downed Ukrainian passenger plane. Francesca Lenar reports.
After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran has faced U.S. sanctions for years that limited its ability to purchase modern planes and buy products with American technology. Hence the request for technical equipment from French accident agency BEA and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board.
That was Francesca Lenar reporting. Virginia state lawmakers are moving ahead with gun control legislation a day after thousands opposing the changes rallied at the state capitol. The AP's Mike Gracio reports.
The Democratic-led Virginia State Senate pushed forward Tuesday with the first stage of legislation that would permit authorities to take guns away from people deemed dangerous to themselves or others. The measure next goes to a final vote in the Senate before going on to the House. In the Democratic-led House Tuesday, lawmakers killed several pro-gun measures in a subcommittee meeting. The legislative action came just a day after tens of thousands of gun rights activists rallied at the Virginia State Capitol to protest plans by the Democratic leadership to pass gun control legislation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Agricultural officials say a new round of locust swarms has hit Ethiopia and is again threatening crops and food security. USAID plans to work with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization to prevent and control the spread of the locusts. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News.